Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, another beautiful day. Hey, this fall stuff turned out to be pretty good. Not so bad. We got lots to get to. There may be new candidates coming into the race. Matt Lauer has finally granted an interview. We'll get to the fake impeachment. We'll get to Mayor Pete. We'll get to Mayor de Blasio has come up with his dumbest scheme yet. We'll get to all of that coming up. We'll get to the things going on in Syria. You know, anytime the president makes a mistake, the guy talks for hours on end. If there's any gaffe, any slip up, it's front page news. Yesterday he said they're building the wall. They're building the wall in Colorado.
We're building a wall on the border of New Mexico, and we're building a wall in Colorado. We're building a beautiful wall. A big one that really works, that you can't get over, you can't get under.
Okay, now, the problem is Colorado's not on the Mexican border.
Right.
So, what is he building a wall there for? So you can't go to Las Vegas? So, it's all over CNN and MSNBC that he's mentally deranged. He couldn't pass a geography class. It goes on and on. Obviously, he made a mistake. He was rattling off states,
right,
and he threw in one accidentally. Now, President Obama used to do this once a week. He would say the dumbest things. Remember when he said there was 57 states?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't just accidentally say it. He said it like three times. He said 57 states.
I think he's Heinz variety.
Yeah. Remember the time he said that Hawaii was in Asia?
Okay.
He grew up in Hawaii. I should put this up tomorrow. All the gaffes. There's like 100 of these stupid gaffes. Where I don't know what he was thinking, but and he's standing in Hawaii as he's making this speech, saying here in Asia, in Hawaii, in Asia, and of course the king of this stuff is Biden. Nobody has made more of these gaffes than Joe Biden, but of course they get no mention, no coverage, and they isolate this one incident as if it's dramatic proof that he needs to be put into a mental institution immediately.
Well, he did tweet about it this morning.
Oh, what did he say?
He said he was just joking, and he said Colorado is going to benefit from the wall.
Yeah, I think he was rattling off states.
Yeah.
He wasn't thinking.
And he said, you know, there were a lot of people from Colorado and Kansas that were in the audience. He was just trying to say something to make them feel good.
Yeah, or he just threw it in. He didn't know what he was saying there, but it's no big deal.
Yeah.
It's like this fake impeachment. Yesterday, you know, what the Republicans stormed in, they're doing these secret witnesses in secret testimony, you know, like the Hitler would do, or Russians, or Lenin, or Stalin, secret testimony behind closed doors, and they're holding them in what's called the skiff. Now, what is a skiff? There's, I think, three of them in the Capitol building. If they have to show you, if you're a senator and you have to be allowed to look at highly classified top secret documents, you do it in a skiff. That's a special room set up, totally secure, no windows, no anything, and it's got stuff in there so you can't use recording equipment, you know, like and it's got stuff in there that would kill any signal coming in or out, cell phone signal or anything. You're not allowed to bring your phones in there. It's a highly secure room. Now, what would you call that?
A highly secure room.
Highly secure room.
A skiff.
The top secret room.
Yeah.
No, they call it a skiff. You're saying, what's a skiff? It's a sensitive, compartmentalized information facility.
It's got to be an acronym if it's in Washington, really.
Why can't you just call it the top secret room? It's the skiff. Now, I can't remember what it was. What was it? Sensitive, compartmentalized information facility. Now, why wouldn't you just call it sensitive information facility?
Yeah.
Compartmentalized. That means it has walls, it's got a floor, it's got a ceiling. So this is unheard of to hold the testimony in the skiff. That's to make sure nobody can hear it. Why? Because it's not damaging enough. If it were damaging, they'd be doing it on television. Well, you know they would be.
Well, that's true, yeah.
And if the testimony, you know, they keep hearing, oh, it was so damaging, to what came out in that testimony. If it was that bad, it would have been leaked to the New York Times an hour later. It would have been in the Washington Post this morning, leaked to them. So nothing is going on. They're trying to prove this quid pro quo. Now, once again, now here's the big lie. They keep saying held up the money he asked for in exchange for the favor of, we want Biden investigated. That's not at all what he said on the transcript. The favor was, we want you to investigate 2016 election tampering that may have come out from the Ukraine. We want you to investigate CrowdStrike, which would be the DNC server being hacked. Now, who on earth wouldn't want that investigated?
Exactly. Well, it's been debunked, Mark.
Now, at the end, 30 minutes, or was it 20 minutes later in the conversation, he threw in Biden, too. But the favor he asked for, investigate the election tampering that came out of the Ukraine and the hacking of the DNC server. Everybody in their right mind should want that investigated. And it's perfectly normal to ask other countries to investigate this kind of stuff for us. Bill Clinton even signed an agreement in 1996 with the Ukraine. It's a joint agreement that they will help us with investigations.
Oh, my God.
Mueller, when he was doing his investigation, 13 times went to foreign countries for help with the investigation. So it's perfectly normal. Now, what should happen here? This is where all the problem occurs. This is the entire problem. This is the, what committee is this? Intelligence Committee?
Yes, mm-hmm. Adam Schiff.
House Intelligence Committee. There's a Senate Intelligence Committee. There's a Senate Judiciary Committee. They have all the same committees, and these are the Republicans who secretly hate Trump. Otherwise, they'd be backing him up. Now, what should be happening here is while this is going on, there should be public hearings, open to the public, televised hearings in the Senate. Only this committee is controlled by Lindsey Graham. He should be holding these hearings. This is what should be going on. He should be calling as witnesses Clinton administration people who wrote that agreement and have them testify in public. What was the purpose of that agreement? Well, it was to get joint cooperation in case we needed Ukraine to investigate, hold hearings, get testimony about how we have an agreement, Ukraine. They should even call Mueller to testify or somebody from his team. Did you use foreign countries to investigate for you? Yes, 13 times.
Theoretically, they could call the same witnesses that went to the House committee.
You could call the same witnesses, too. Yes.
Just do it in public.
You could do all of that. You could call a million people from ex-administrations. Did you ever send private citizens, your own personal attorneys over there, to do foreign policy for you? Yes, we did. Sidney Blumenthal. They could name a million names. That should be going on. Why isn't it going on? Well, because you've got one of the sneakiest snakes in the swamp, Lindsey Graham, in charge of the committee. He's deliberately not doing it. Why?
Well, he denounced the secrecy of the House hearing.
So why isn't he holding hearings? Why doesn't he get this cleared up? Now, some people think that he doesn't really want to dig into this because when you get to Steele dossier election tampering, you're going to find the name John McCain tangled up.
Okay.
And yeah. Lindsey Graham is like a son to John McCain. They were closer than any two people could be. They were the closest people. So that could be the reason he doesn't dig into this, because he would know. Remember, it was McCain, the Steele dossier, that piece of crap. That was the Clintons, Obama administration, Comey, working with foreign investigators, Russian investigators, putting together that dossier. They sent it out to the media. And even the media thought it looked suspicious and didn't run with it. So it was McCain that leaked it to the FBI and had his people bring it over to the FBI. It was McCain that pushed it. So that could be why Lindsey Graham is holding back and deliberately not doing the hearings he should be doing.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So,
well, eventually they'll come out. Don't you think, with the Barr investigation, the Durham thing?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Now, there's two IG reports coming. One was supposed to come last Friday. It's been delayed. They claim they have to classify parts of it. There's two IG reports, and then Durham, the special counsel, has said, or actually he hasn't said, he's been very quiet, which means that's usually a good sign when they're quiet. But people close to him said he's found new evidence overseas, Italy, other countries, he's found evidence.
You know what it was? I heard that it was that the FBI or CIA fed Papadopoulos some information that they wanted to get back to Trump.
Yeah, I have a feeling George Papadopoulos pops up in all of this. He was an innocent victim of all of this. He was the guy they tried to set up. But things that he saw, things that they told him, may be very helpful in breaking this
But it, open. It was fed to him by the FBI and CIA get Trump.
I think Papadopoulos will be a key to this because he'll be able to reveal stuff that will implicate Brennan, Clapper, yeah. Comey, all of it. So this could be pretty big. That's the other reason they're furiously trying to impeach Donald Trump, working his fat, because they're trying to blunt whatever's coming against Comey, Strzok, Page, McCabe, Hillary, Obama, Loretta Lynch, all of these people. These people could have a problem. You know, when so anyway, they're having this in the skiff, and how many? 40 Republicans all marched down there. 40 of them. You see the video of them coming down the stairs? Yeah. Looked like a Brooks Brothers runway show. all these
except
guys.
Except for Jim Jordan, doesn't have a sport coat.
Jim Jordan, he buys those suits separates. You can just buy the pants. You don't need the sport coat. I wonder if he has a sport coat.
I've never seen him with one.
Yeah, he does that thing where he doesn't wear one. It's like Mayor Pete sometimes. You know, he tries to look like this Mayor Pete, by the way. I think he's going to have a problem with his fake military experience. I think this is going to come back. Now, he's rising in the polls. He's admitted today to using pot, but that's a good thing now.
That's not going to hurt him, right, yeah.
But at some point, as he rises to the top, he's going to have to answer about that. Now, he always, in a debate, you know, when I deployed to Afghanistan, you know, when I was in Afghanistan, I deployed to Afghanistan. He never points out that it was nothing to do with combat. He had arranged to get himself a desk job on a base, and he was just there a few months. And when he says he deployed, he didn't deploy with any unit. He deployed alone. This is unheard of, but he was able to pull some strings because he was the mayor in South Bend, and he got the local reserve to send him over there alone. He deployed alone to a base where he did work at a desk at a computer terminal for a few months.
Very dangerous stuff. Very dangerous.
Well, he always says, 119 times I crossed the wire. That means he went off the base 119. But he was never in any kind of combat, anything involving the battle. It was always a desk job. All he did was work a computer. A couple of bad incidents. One time the mouse went dead. It had changed the batteries in it. And sometimes at night, he just still hears that mouse clicking. but he's going to have to explain that at some point. Now, a lot of people think, remember I said we may not have seen the nominee yet, the candidate?
Right, yeah.
So a lot of Democrats now think that this whole field is useless, that none of these people can make it. You're just kidding yourself if you still think Biden has any shot. Forget the corruption. He just can't go more than two sentences without just wandering into gibberish. He doesn't know what he's saying. He physically can't be the nominee. Bernie just had a heart attack. He can't be the nominee. Who else is there? Elizabeth Warren is going nowhere. They keep putting out these fake polls. What was this one today? It was a college poll.
This was Quinnipiac.
They Quinnipiac.
Warren on top.
Student poll. They give some students some iPads. They survey eight people. if you look at the metrics of the poll, not good. A lot of these colleges, there's some colleges, you got to promote your college. You got to become a big national name. And it's usually done through a football team. But some colleges can't afford a stadium. It's too expensive to have a football team. So you get 10 students, you give them iPads, and you do polls. There's a bunch of these colleges do these polls. It's cheaper than a football team. And that's an excuse to get some publicity. That's all that is.
So how long can these candidates who haven't gotten in yet wait? Because we're going to close in on Iowa pretty soon, the first of the year, right?
Well, you can start up at the last minute. None of these people, listen, I think they all know the Democratic the big names, the donors, the people pulling the strings behind the scenes. Elizabeth Warren can't get elected. Buttigieg, he's got talent. He's got a real talent as a candidate. But he's too young and too crazy. Not crazy, but too unpolished. And again, the pretending he was in combat and all that stuff. I think he's a good candidate for 2024. He's just not ready yet. Same thing with Andrew Yang. He's pretty interesting, but he's got to get his act together. So they're looking around. Democrat elders are looking around for a nominee, somebody else to come in the race. One of the names they're throwing around is Sherrod Brown, governor of Ohio.
Yeah, there's another winner.
Yeah, no, he can't win. He can.
What about Andrew Cuomo?
Don't kid yourself. He could get in there.
I know it.
He could get in there. He's got credentials. He's three-term governor of New York. That stands for something. He's not like his father was the greatest orator in the world. He's not that kind of orator, but he's pretty good. He has a bit of a foreign accent.
Yeah, kind of weird, but
I think he's maybe way too New York for the rest of the country. these Democratic donors, the big powers behind the party, always thought Sherrod Brown, and they would actually say to you, you know, he's from Ohio. He can talk to the factory workers. He can talk to the average American. And you have to look at him and go, you know, every candidate's supposed to be able to do that. You're admitting your other candidates can't do it.
Yeah, but if Democrats win Ohio, that gives him a better chance.
I don't think he could win Ohio. Trump could beat him easily in Ohio and anywhere. Anyway, we got lots to get to. Matt Lauer gave his first interview to somebody. We'll go over it, and we'll get to Mayor de Blasio's craziest scheme of all. It's him and the city council. Check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. Now, why can't Hillary ever win? Watch this. We put together a collage, her most cringeworthy moments. You'll just cringe when you watch these moments. This is why she was the worst candidate ever. It's all cut together real fast. Hey, also, here's some famous big New York City stores that are long gone. Here's some old TV commercials. These were big stores that are gone. This will bring back a lot of memories. Also, watch the top 10 dumbest Jeopardy answers ever. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
Can't hear the whole show live? Get the rest with Mark Simone on demand. Get a podcast at 710WOR.com/Mark.
Mr. New York, Mark Simone.
On 710WOR.
Hey, we'll take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Let's go to David in New Jersey. Hey, David.
Hey, Mark, there's a lot of news we hear now that, like you said, the Democrats and the media are very worried that they can't beat Trump with this cast of candidates. But isn't that an admission that all the polls are fake? Because we also have heard reports that every single candidate is beating Trump in a hypothetical matchup by 7, 8, 9, 10 points.
Yeah, no, all these polls are totally rigged, totally fake. If you go on our webpage, you got to go back a few days, but I have a breakdown there of all the ways they rig the polls. They rig the questions. They use incorrect metrics deliberately. They're doing this deliberately. They don't use likely voters. They use a whole different type of category. If you go back, I think it's from probably last week, but it's a total breakdown by one of the great pollsters in the world of exactly how they're rigging these polls. That's why you read one and Biden's got a 20-point lead. You read the next one, Elizabeth Warren has a 20-point lead. These are not at all accurate. Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good.
Good. So, Mark, I am done holding out hope that there's going to be any culpability for these swamp creatures, man. I mean, I know the IG reports. They keep saying they're coming out. They keep postponing them. I think the only way to do it, man, is we got to just reelect Trump. That's the only thing we can do.
Well, I know. Listen, you're not the only one saying that. A lot of people have their doubts. There's always going to be this IG report. It never seems to come out. Supposedly, the last thing I heard was end of the month. What's the date today? It's like almost the end of the month. So we'll see. Durham is the one who I would take the most seriously. He's probably not. He'll be probably by the end of the year. But we'll see. We'll see. Let's go to Lewis in the Bronx. Hey, Lewis.
Hey, Mark. Great show. Thank you so much. Listen, Mark, my point is this. I believe we're at a watershed moment, kind of like checkmate, where all these high-powered Democrats through back channels really should be asking Trump for mercy and pardons ahead of time because they know they got caught.
Yeah, well, these guys, that deep state is pretty big. You know, when a president comes in, he appoints his cabinet, and they appoint probably each 50 people. But let's say that's 1,000 people, 1,100, 1,200 people that are appointed. Deep state is hundreds of thousands. It's like 260,000 people that work in the deep state, if you don't count the permanent military people, take them out of the equation. You still got like 100,000 people working in the Defense Department. You got 20,000 in this department. So a lot of people there. They think by all sticking together, they can get through this. Let's go to Mario in New Jersey. Hey, Mario.
Hey, Mark. So a couple things. First of all, I think Bloomberg may be a sleeper. I think he might jump into the race depending if a Warren...
He wants to, but he's such a silly, ridiculous guy. He could never play outside of New York City.
I got another question for you. If all these media outlets, CNN, MSNBC, if their ratings are so low, and you look at the congressional ratings that I think Satan has a higher rating than Congress.
Yeah.
I mean, like, aren't people really caught up on this already? Like, CNN keeps coming back all day long. Impeachment, impeachment. I mean, aren't people sick of it already, though?
Well, yeah, the ratings show that. CNN has very few viewers. MSNBC has very few viewers. Fox does pretty well. But these other two, I don't know why they keep doing it. You know, everybody got all these thought when Comcast came in and bought NBC. They take a look at MSNBC and say, you got no ratings. You don't seem to do anything. You know, that other channel runs the Andy Griffith Show and the Beverly Hillbillies and gets 10 times the ratings you get. So at some point, I was expecting Comcast to do that. We'll see. Hey, the new Nordstrom's opened in Manhattan. They had the men's store, 57th and 8th, but now across the street, 57th and 8th, and stuff, they've opened the women's store. It was like 10 years in the making. It's 7 floors. I went yesterday. It is the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Nobody there?
Well, you know, they start this project like 10 years ago. Who knew the retail stores would all be dead? It's too late to stop it. You know, they've got contracts, leases, everything is signed. It's too late to call it off. And there might be another factor. A lot of these companies just didn't believe it was really going to die. They thought it was a slump or something. So, here, you know, if it was one floor, it'd be empty. It's 7 floors.
They have 100,000 shoes for sale.
Yeah, one whole floor is shoes. And they have the best service I've ever seen of any store. Because you're the only person in there. There's 40 salesmen and one customer. You will be taken care of. I don't know. What are they going to do? Just hobble along?
I guess you got to keep it open, right?
I guess. You just can't call it off. It's too late. Barney's is closing, although they're hoping for somebody to come in and save it. Barney's is another one. That's like 7 floors. It's just ridiculous. It's too big. What's that mall in New Jersey in the Meadowlands?
Oh, the American Dream.
The American Dream. Now, this was started a million years ago, this project. It's 400 billion, trillion stores. Again, 3 people in it. But well, they got smart. They started putting in other things, like an amusement park.
It's not open.
Yeah, they can't get their certificate of
occupancy. Right, it's not open.
But don't worry, they're not rushing. They know nobody's coming. But they were a little smarter. They put in gyms, movie theaters, amusement parks. Some people think, because all these malls are dead, that that's what's going to happen in the future. They'll convert the malls and make them like senior citizen residential places. You take the top 2 floors and you make those all condos. And then down below you put restaurants, movie theaters.
That's a good idea.
Because first, you know, that's all you see in the mall anymore. It's the senior citizens. And they just use it like as a treadmill. It's just a place to, it's just a place to walk around.
You're right.
When you go into any mall, there's 100 senior citizens with these big white sneakers. I've never seen sneakers that. And they're just walking around the mall. And there's one ridiculous mall cop. In case the seniors get out of line, he's ready. So, hey, when we come back, Howie Carr will be with us. We'll see what he thinks about this fake impeachment. We'll get to that in a moment. On 710 WOR, let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bart.
Mark Simone.
On the voice of New York.
710 WOR.
Well, Howie Carr is one of the great talk show hosts in the world. You can hear his own show. He also produces these wonderful new podcasts called Dirty Rats. You can go to HowieCarrShow.com. You can get everything there. He's also best-selling author. His great books and columns, HowieCarrShow.com. Howie Carr, how you doing?
Very good, Mark. I'm waiting for some televised hearings from the House Intelligence Committee. You know, I mean, they've got these smoking guns. The walls are tightening and the noose is tightening. Excuse me. The walls are closing in on President Trump. But they don't want to televise any of these hearings. I mean, if they're such must-see TV, why are they doing these hearings behind closed doors? There used to be a saying, if it doesn't happen on TV, it didn't happen at all, right? So I guess these hearings really aren't happening, are they?
Yeah, but, you know, there's some people starting to get nervous that they're doing this in secret. They'll cobble together a bunch of circumstantial nonsense and build some kind of case, just to charge him with something. A lot of people think they're going to charge him with something.
Yeah, but I mean, who's even paying attention to this stuff at this point? You know, I mean, the more this goes on, the more his approval ratings keep going up, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's buying this. I mean, and the thing is, the face of this is Adam Schiff, who spent 2.5 years telling us he had seen conclusive evidence of Russian collusion. And now it turns out that was a hoax. So, you know, I mean, this is like they put the guy in charge, the little boy who cried wolf. You know, how many times can he cry wolf? How many times can he say the sky is falling? How many times can the noose tighten before you the walls start closing in on you?
But this is all Lindsey Graham's fault. He controls the Senate committee. He should be holding televised hearings, calling his own witnesses, and proving how stupid this is. But why isn't he doing it?
I don't know. He's, you know, he's a feckless ally, I think. He just doesn't seem to, you know, have the stomach. I mean, you know, he did a good job on the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, and but he blows hot and cold, and he's not doing a great job here. Sean Hannity was trying to pin him down last night, and I noticed him dodging and weaving about, you know, whether or not he should call Schiff as a witness. I mean, you know, at least he should try to. I don't know, you know, constitutionally if he could pull it off or not. But, you know, I mean, let him deny it. You know, let him say, I'm not going to be a witness. You know, I don't want to be under oath, you know, to talk about how much I knew about this whistleblower. If you know, you can't be judge and jury walking out hand in hand like the old Rolling Stones song from Exile on Main Street. You know, that's what we got here. You know. I mean, and what about the Bill of Rights, you know, the Sixth Amendment, the right to confront your accuser? You know, how many of 10 First Amendments to the United States Constitution do these Democrats want to repeal? We know Hillary Clinton in 2016 went after the First and the Second Amendments, if you read between the lines. So, you know, what about search and seizure, the Fourth Amendment? And now we have the Sixth Amendment on the line, you know? And I mean, and at some point, you know, this endless attempt to frame somebody or railroad them, or dare I say, to use the word lynch, you know, I mean, when does this become cruel and unusual punishment, a violation of the Eighth Amendment? You know, Trump keeps saying at these rallies that no president of the United States should have to undergo this. I would go so far as to say no American citizen, period, should have to undergo this. I mean, you know, think about this. The agencies of the federal government or any government are trying to railroad you for a crime you didn't commit. There's only one government that conspired to fix the 2016 election. Or tried really hard, and that was the United States government, not the Russian government. There's only one political party colluded with the Russians in 2016, and that was the Democrat Party and Hillary Clinton. She has the audacity to keep going out there and accusing everybody else, including people in her own party, of conspiring with the Russians. I mean, how crazy is this woman?
Why did she single out Tulsi Gabbard? Did she see her as a real threat in the future, that she's the rising star?
You know, that's a good question, Mark. I don't quite understand it. You know, it would be one thing if she was if she was up there with the three 70-something candidates, you know, but she's not. She's like a number 11, number 12. She's under 2% in the polls, or was under 2% in the polls. I don't know why she's so bent out of shape about Tulsi Gabbard, but you know, she's just obsessed with this thing. This is the old thing. I mean, I keep coming back to the Shakespearean quote from Julius Caesar. Sometimes, dear Brutus, the fault is not in the stars, but in ourselves that we are under. I mean, she can't accept that fact. I mean, you know, the Russians didn't tell her that she couldn't go to Wisconsin to campaign. But the Russians didn't tell her, oh, send Chelsea to Detroit because she really relates well to all the black voters in Wayne County. I mean, come on. These were all Hillary's own mistakes. You know, she blew the election. She spent all the time out in California trying to run up the score when she should have been in Pennsylvania, when she should have been in Florida, North Carolina. And she blew the election. And then she has the audacity. A couple months ago, she said, you can lose even if you're the best candidate and even if you run the best campaign. Well, how the hell would she know that? She wasn't. She was close to being the worst candidate who ran the worst campaign ever.
She really is the old woman in Sunset Boulevard, isn't she?
Yeah, you know what? She's not ready for her close-up, though. You know, I think we know that for a fact, you know, and who, by the way, is William Holden, who's floating face down in the pool? I mean, that's the other question. But she is. I mean, she just thinks it's the old days, that she's still in the silent movies when she can claim that there's a vast right wing conspiracy and everyone will swoon and say, oh, yes, Madam Secretary, yes. That's a good way to put it, though, Mark. I may steal that line from you.
Oh, no, you can have that. She's Norma Desmond.
Yeah, hey, what's the latest on NBC? I always ask you this when you come on. I loved it yesterday, the quote in the Wall Street Journal from Noah Oppenheim, the president of CBS News, when his contract was renewed. He said, why can't Ronan Farrow just accept that we're men of good faith? We were trying to cover up for the serial sexual predator Harvey Weinstein in order to protect our own serial sexual predator, Matt Lauer. Any man of good faith would have done the same thing under the circumstances. I can't believe more people didn't pick up on that. That was one of the more hilarious quotes of the week, I thought.
And apparently Oppenheim violating the emoluments clause. His wife wrote some children's books, and suddenly everybody had to book her. The Today Show and NBC had to keep putting her on the air to sell books for him.
Right, because she was collaborating with Savannah Guthrie to write those books, and even Matt Lauer, the serial sexual predator, was joking about it on the air. I mean, this guy had multiple conflicts of interest. He was trying to sell his screenplays, apparently, to Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
His wife was working with Savannah Guthrie, and they were giving her free airtime. I mean, and plus, he's the one who, it looks like he's the prime suspect for leaking the Access Hollywood tapes to the Washington Post. The NBC had been sitting on it for 11 years. They didn't. They weren't going to use it against Trump when he was a good Democrat donor, you know, giving to all the sleazeballs like Anthony Weiner and Schneiderman and Hillary Clinton and Anthony Weiner. But you know, once he became a Republican, it was open season on him. I mean, these people are just incredibly dirty, all of them. You know, and Lack, they're going to let Lack hang on. Lack was touching everything but the third rail, and now he's going to be allowed to resign, and retire, ride gracefully off into the sunset. I mean, man, these people really get away with murder. It's nice to be a Democrat, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, he's got Gretchen Carlson, Megyn Kelly, and a couple after him now. But, you know, if you're depending on Megyn Kelly to fight for you, that's like depending on Lindsey Graham. So,
right. It's like Mitt Romney. It's like... How'd you like to be in a foxhole with Megyn Kelly? I don't think so.
And what is Mitt Romney? Has he just gone completely nuts, or is he just desperate? Is he the new Hillary?
He, you know, I always knew he was a little bit on the weird side.
Yeah.
You know, even though he had his good points. But this Pierre Delecto thing, this is really strange.
That porn star name, has there ever been any rumors of him with some Anthony Weiner-ish online behavior?
No. The nearest thing that happened to him when he was running against Ted Kennedy, they went to him and they said, are there any skeletons in your closet? He said, nah. He said, once when I was a kid, I did some skinny dipping in a national park, and I got that bag sighted by a park ranger. But they'll never find out about that. And a month later, Ted Kennedy leaked it to the Boston Globe or something. You know, they found out about it. That's the nearest thing to a scandal in his.
I don't know that porn star Twitter name. There's something there that doesn't sound right.
Well, when he was trying to avoid the draft in Vietnam, he was a Mormon missionary in France. So I guess he speaks French pretty well.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true.
In a big car accident. So that was the whole thing about the the French cest moi.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he and John Kerry laughing about it, and spelling all the words the French way, et cetera, et cetera. I think that's more it than any kind of porno thing.
All right. So, I hate to say we're out of time, but...
It's kind of like Pepe Le Pew, the old Warner Brothers cartoon character.
Everybody go to HowieCarshow.com. You can get the great podcast, Dirty Rats. You can get the Howie Carr Show. You can get his best-selling books, his column, HowieCarshow.com. Howie Carr, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Mark.
All right.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Take care. Everybody check out the webpage. Some great stuff up there. You want to see some long-lost commercials, some New York City stores you forgot about, great memories. Also, some of the worst Hillary Clinton moments ever. Just go to 710WOR.com/Mark.